Coddersill's kickoff. This is Radio City Talk.
Right, I'm joined now by former Cruiserweight World Champion Johnny Nelson, who of course you'll all know from Sky Sports, and it's ahead of this huge fight on Saturday night, Tony Bellew versus David Hay. Johnny, how much are you looking forward to this one?
Wow, this is an absolute buzz. We came up to Liverpool at the Hilton, they had a press conference, and that was different, to say the least. I've never seen anything like it before. Tony stayed very, very cool. He was calm. David Hay's playing right into his hand. He's rattling him, and David's biting him. This is exactly what Tony wants. The amount of times we've seen Tony involved in verbal and clashes, but he seems to find calm throughout chaos. And David, he's acting completely out of character. So if we're scoring it so far, it's a tennis match. We'd say Tony was ahead, but I'm still looking forward to this fight.
I think with David, as you say, he is rattled, but Tony seems a different character this week. Usually before a fight, we see him in quite an aggressive kind of mood, but he's very calm and relaxed ahead of this one, isn't he?
Because he knows he gets to David. And that's, with some opponents, he has to get verbal, get aggressive, start shouting in their face to get rattled, to make him bite. He knows he's now got David, so he doesn't have to do that because David's exactly where he wants him. And this is how the fight will, this will mirror the fight. If that will suit Tony for David to come out there and want to just have a gunslinging match, because Tony knows that's his game. He knows if David wants to match him at that, he'll be one that comes out on top. So he's got David to a position where he's at. You know, Mike Tyson used to do it with his opponents and intimidate them. And so by the time they got in the ring, they were absolutely terrified. Tony wants to get you so mad that you forget all game plan. You just want to get stuck into a tear up, and that's exactly what he's done.
Are you surprised at how David Hay has acted over the last week and couple of months as well, the initial press conference we remember?
I am surprised. I was surprised initially because, you know, he's out of character for David. So, yes, I am surprised. I thought with the experiences he's got, he'd probably be able to hold it down. But it's very hard to hold it down when you're going to fight someone and they're very good at getting under your skin, or they know certain things about you that get to you and upset you personally. So Tony's very good at it. And it shows how good it is to take somebody like David out of his comfort zone.
David, of course, is a former two-weight world champion. Tony is the current WBC cruiserweight world champ. Has David underestimated him a touch here?
I think he has. Or he says he has. He says he has to try and dispel, discourage, you know, undermine Tony. He says he has, but believe you, you look at the condition of David Hay, he looks in supreme condition, which shows this doesn't look like a man that has not taken somebody serious. He doesn't look like a man that hasn't trained hard. And David's trained hard for this. So saying and doing it two different things. So he'll say a lot of things, say Tony doesn't deserve to be there because he's got to get to Tony somehow. He's going to undermine him. He's got to get in his head. But I think what David's doing, you know, he's out of character, but that's what he's going to do. But he's not underestimating him at all, trust me.
How are you looking at this fight then? I think a lot of people are certainly not expecting it to go the full 12 rounds, but it is going to be one that everyone wants to watch.
Yeah, of course. And listen, the rumours are David has three great rounds on him, another three decent rounds on him. After that, you know, he's flat. And so for Tony would be happy to have him getting involved in a tear-up from round one. And then in doing that, the longer the fight goes, the more it suits Tony, because if David's doing that, he's gassing. You know, his energy levels are going to deplete because he's not conserved them for the 12 for a long fight. So I see this fight, I don't see it going the distance. If Tony Bellew is right and he sees something we haven't, which was that he thinks David Hay is no longer the David of old, we are going to see an unbelievable fight and we're going to be completely shocked. Because I know Tony's a good student of the game. He gets the game. He reads fights well. You talk to him about fights. He reads them well. If he's got it wrong, we see David Hay producing an outstanding fight. You know, an outstanding boxing class. And we'll see his punch power and everything. So it's a case of who's got it wrong, who's got it right, and what David has actually got left. That's the big question. And has Tony seen something before any of us have seen it? We saw it in David's last two fights. We thought, he doesn't look all that. But Tony picked up on it straight away. So was David playing possum, just training just enough for the opponents in hand? Or has Tony got it right? And that's all that David's got left. We don't know until Saturday night.
Is it a case maybe as well then, after what you've just said about David and his perhaps his fitness and endurance over 3 to 6 rounds and then to 12 rounds, of Tony just surviving the first 3 rounds and then seeing what damage he can do from there?
Yeah, of course, but Tony can't go in there and try and tip-tap. He's got to go in there and get David to dance his dance. You know, that's what he's got to do. He's got to get David swinging. He's got to get David throwing shots, because if he just goes in there to try and pop, move, David isn't exerting any energy. And David will just try and stalk and walk. Tony's going to get David to work from the off, get involved in little spurts. You know, every minute, boom, quick 30-second bam, and they get involved. And that way, he's depleting David's energy levels. If he doesn't do that, no matter how long you want David, he's still dangerous unless he's using up energy.
Just looking at the rest of the card as well, we've got to mention that another huge fight for a Liverpool lad, and that's Derry Matthews, who's taken on O'Hara Davis. And this one looks like it's going to be an absolute classic as well.
Yes, it is. Yeah, O'Hara Davis, the up-and-coming youngster, was braggadocious. He had a lot of fun when he was in Liverpool at the Hilton at the press conference. Derry Matthews, he's the fans' favourite. He has the experience. He has a self-belief. So this is going to be brawn against brain. You know, it's going to be youth against age clashing, and if O'Hara Davis is not the fighter he pretends to be, then Matthews will expose him, and that's why this is such an intriguing fight.
We saw you mentioned the press conference earlier on and how David reacted at that. Well, O'Hara Davis didn't make himself many friends up here in Liverpool either, did he?
That's what I'm saying. I've got to rate David and O'Hara Davis to come up to Liverpool and do that in Liverpool. You know, these boys have got some fun, but it shows, you know, we learned a lot when we were younger in the gym. Wherever you go, you're going to be prepared to take a lot of stick from the home crowd, and that's what they were prepared to do. And so on the surface, you know, O'Hara Davis kind of handled it well, better than David. But O'Hara Davis, if he wants to step into the big time and he wants to play the villain, this is going to happen. And like it or not, in our sport, the villain is the one that everybody talks about. So Davies are playing the villain, O'Hara Davis is playing the villain. They're the ones that everybody wants to see. Either win or lose. And so these guys are playing the roles well. But as I say, this isn't a game. This is for real. And that's one thing you can't do with boxing. You can't play boxing. So people don't realise it's the real deal.
Can you just give us a quick prediction on how who you might think might win out of these two fights then, Hay Bellew and Davis Matthews?
Hay Bellew is too hard. It's too hard to call for me. I'd expect David Hay to pull it off. But if Tony Bellew's right, you know, Tony Bellew can pull it off. So that's what I'm saying. It's too hard to call with Derry Matthews and O'Hara Davis. I think the youth of O'Hara Davis will prevail, and his punch power and his energy will get him the win.
And we've just got to mention as well, Johnny, you are back up here in Liverpool in a week or so's time, because there's a big event happening at the Echo Arena with Floyd Mayweather.
Yeah, Floyd Mayweather's over. I'm with him tomorrow night, this week actually, tomorrow night in Leicester. And then, we're in Liverpool. I think he's looking forward to that. I've seen a couple of tweets he sent out. So he's glad to be back in Liverpool again. Might as well move up there. But yes, I think Floyd Mayweather will give the fans what they want. I'll be interviewing him. And if you've got any questions out there, let me have them and I'll put them to him.
Yeah, it's going to be brilliant to see Floyd up here on Merseyside. He's very rarely over in England, is he? So what an event it's going to be if people can get down to the Echo Arena.
Yeah, get down to the Echo Arena. It's going to be a night, good night. A chance to see Floyd Mayweather. Ask the questions you want to ask. As long as they're clean, you know, feel free. You know, I'll put the mic in your mouth. But Floyd is very open when it comes to this sort of stuff. So I'm quite looking forward to Liverpool.
The kickoff on Radio City Talk. Your one stop for Merseyside sport. This is Radio City Talk.